Chof Hey Av, Thursday 25th August, Abishagi Kalis, Birchas Ashacha, Shiloh San Isho, Awi Meir Chauvinist.
I realized from last night that the Olam was nervous. The Olam was nervous that even if he'd give a shiur today on Birchas Ashachar, what's it all worth? If I'm going to come home and I'm not going to be able to have my Rice Krispies, so then what's it all worth? So I will tell the Olam just with Maimer HaMuzger, the Hakdama, a Kleina Hakdama, that even though last night we discussed Rice Krispies and I expressively, I said clearly that my knowledge is only in the halachic realm but not in the metziyistic realm. Today I was mevarer in the metziyistic realm and I talked to various paiskim, including Rafalk, and Rafalk was mevakish that I should say b'shmoy that his psak is not negay anymore in the metziyus of how they make Rice Krispies nowadays in England. The shaila doesn't start, and the pashtis, it's not a problem of Bishul Yisrael. So therefore the oilim can sit back and relax and have their birchas Shachar and Bez Hashem, and then afterward they'll go, they'll have their snap, crackle, their pop, and that's ding. Today they came complaining this morning, knocking on the door first thing in the morning, Kellogg's with a place, a summons to jail. And about Kopanim now with Bez Hashem, we're going to do something. I'm nervous. I have a pachad. My Rebbe Zechayin Levracha, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, he once gave, I think, Be'erich, the number was 217 shiurim on Birchas HaShachar. 217 shiurim. And I remember some of the shiurim, I remember he used to start out, he used to say, we're not going to mamish and get the nekuda to them. We're just going to touch a tipa shebayam. If he said that in 217 shurim on the inyanim of Birchas HaShachar, so manam, what can we say? But tepata b'lei klum, we can't. So we'll try. What is included in Birchas HaShachar? Is it in the Atilus Yedayim? Is it the Birchas HaTorah? Is it even the Maidani, the Al-Kain Shama? Each one of these things deserves not one shir, but 10 shirim. But we'll try. We'll do kafi. Okay, what we're able to do. The Shulchan Aruch starts out, we have to first wake up. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ben is the tour in Simen Aleph. Something the Simen brings down, it brings the Mishnah Abbas, and Oz Kenamer, and all of the things that we know, Kal Kinesher, Yisgaber Ka'ari. Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch starts out, Yisgaber Ka'ari, Lamed Babaiker. He only brings down one, you have to get up like a lion in the morning. Yisgaber Ka'ari, so like a lion. Interesting, the Archaic says that we know Kaidua, there's one Hakdama we should make. Yisgaber Ka'ari is the gematria of Yosef ben Ephraim Kairo. Yosef ben Ephraim Kairo starts out the Sefer with his name, Yisgaber Ka'ari, that's why he chose Dafke that one, to bring down his name and the name of his father. We see the ongoing Siyata Dishmaya that the Shulchan Aruch is going to have throughout the Sefer. Also interesting, the first thing we see when the book comes to the Ramah, we know always when we see the word Hega, that's the Ramah, Hega. Over here we see two Hegas, Hega, Akopanin, and then another, Hega, Shivis Hashem Ledegli Samid. So this is the constant reminder, Hega is 13, 13 times 2 is Yudke Vodke, and that's the constant reminder that every time we see the word Hega, it reminds us of the first words of the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, Hega, Shivis Hashem Ledegli Samid. This should already be enough to get us out of bed in the morning. But we'll see today, from the Birkas HaShakar, it's going to be enough to Tantan Hashveinu Matad Chalkeinu. But we have to go slow and try to, we have to first get out of bed, Yisgaber Ka'ori, I'm always misfoiled from the Ramah. The Ramah brings down, he's talking about the morning, the first thing in the morning, he's talking about waking up in the morning. The Ramah brings, Ramah says, Gam behetzne leches, ubeshachbay al meshchavay, when he's lying down to go to sleep, yada lefnei mi ushoichet, you should know who you're going to sleep in front of, and me, whom he had, shigeri mishnasa, then I wake up in the morning. Why is he bringing down with me here, the Indian of going to sleep? And this is an ongoing kasha. We'll see this kasha also in the Gemara itself in Brachas and Daf Samachom Mebeis. The Gemara in Brachas Samachom Mebeis, which is the makor of all of these Birchas HaShachar, which we're going to discuss today, starts out, what's the first bracha? Birchas an apple. And so you'll think, okay, no, so it starts because in Yiddishkeit, we go past the benach. We go after the night, so we start with the night. And then, but then why didn't it start with the Birchas of Ma'ariv? Why didn't that? And Be'emes, Mishabura does the same idea. Mishabura, when he talks about the Mea Brachas, and Simeon Men Vav, Mishabura starts out, where did the Mea Brachas, he makes his count of the Mea Brachas. And Mishabura starts out the count, and he says, the first Brachas, Birchas of Ma'ariv. And then he goes to the morning. It's very strange. Everybody, obvious kasha. Manashach, if he wants to start from the night, start from Ma'ir. If he wants to start from the morning, start from the Chayz. We'll see which one to start from. But the obvious implication is, I think, quite clear. Like what we learn, Vayere, Vayiboyker, Halavaya Bachar, Sepashtanudas, that if he goes to sleep at night, so then there'll be a morning. And the first prelude to these halachas of Simon Aleph, of that Dhamma, of Hashem, of waking up in the morning, is if there's a night. If there's going to be a night, then there's going to be a morning. If a person goes, he goes to sleep on time, and he's a Masudatic person, so then he'll have the ability to wake up in the morning. But this is like a Skaber Ki'aru. So, but the first thing in the morning, a Yid has a problem. What's the problem a Yid has in the morning? A Yid wants to jump out of bed, he wants to be a Skaber Ki'aru. Because the Taz tells us, why an Ari? Why a lion? Why not an elephant? Why not a Chayz? It's like that lion is the strongest. Is he really the strongest? He's not the Chlal the strongest. He's the toughest. The toughest of the Taz. So the Taz, an elephant is strong, but a lion is somebody, the overgrown cat, Sachako. But anybody, he knows, anybody who's going to mess with the lion knows he's in for a big fight, because the lion is brave, and the lion's not afraid, and the lion doesn't have a pachad. And the first thing that he wakes up in the morning, he knows, Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Yetzer is going to come and try and get me today, and the problems I have to do today, and the tears, and the tzaras, and the this, and the that, and all the different things. So the Taz said, that's why the Shulchan Aruch starts out with the words, Iskaber Ka'ari. Like an army, like a lion, you wake up in the morning. You have to know that even though you're not so strong, you have to know that you're not as strong as the elephant. But if you go in with brave, you go in with shoulders that goes in, so then he'll be okay. He's scabbard to army first thing in the morning. So he has a problem, he's in the bed, his eyes open up, and all of a sudden he says to him, oh my God, he jumped out of bed, he's scabbard to army. But he knows the Gemara and Gittin's up the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings the Gemara. The Gemara says there are five things which are carved the Misa. One of the things which is carved the Misa is the person jumps right out of bed. It's a big problem. He wants to jump right out of bed, he's scabbard to army. If you want to go to the gym, you want to get there today, you want to start. But you're not allowed to jump out of the bed. So it's not the glass. Because of this, we had to find an Eitzah. Now the Eitzah could have been to say Elokai Neshama, which is really, if you look in the Gemara, that's how they started their day. They started out their day with Elokai Neshama. I make a big comment there. If you're going to start your day, say Elokai Neshama, I'm God. You start your day like that, it's going to be like Mamash recurring theme the rest of the day. So you say Elokai, big comma, Neshama Shinasata B. But that's how they used to start their day. We'll see in a moment in the Gemara and Brachas and Dasamach on the base. They started their day, Elokai, Neshama, because the first thing that he does when he wakes up in the morning, he has to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's like, given my Neshama, you gave me an opportunity, you gave me a chance again to be over the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what he has to do. The first thing is first he actually has to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But his hands aren't clean, and we'll see in the times of the Gemara, they were Kedosh El Yonim, and their hands taka were clean, but we even have a problem, because we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we have to jump out of bed. Look at this problem we have. So what do we do? We have to thank, we have to jump out of bed, and we can't thank because we can't say the shame of Hashem because our hands aren't clean, but we gotta thank, but we gotta jump. So what do? We can't jump out of bed because it's dangerous. And that's why the Seder Yom says it became the meaning of all of Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, that we say Maizeh Ani Lefanecha, because over here we have the ability to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we don't have to say the shame of Hashem. And says the Graz, it takes about 7-8 seconds to say it, so you're not jumping out of bed. You'll say it as you're lying in the bed, and you'll be Makayim that halacha. I'm not jumping right out of bed, but then you'll be able to jump right out of bed. But we have to understand first the Maida Ani. I once was given, I gave a similar shir, and I gave it by Israelis. And they asked me in modern Hebrew, it's not how it goes. It shouldn't be Maida Ani, it should be Ani Maida. Could be it's right, could be it's wrong. My Hebrew is not so good. No, at first I tried, I said, maybe it's another mistake that Ben Yehuda made. I don't know. But I'll complain. I said, you know what, I'll tell you the emes. The emes is that it's no shy with the cloud, the shaila fights of mishpan. If you're going to start out the day with the word ani, moide lefanecha, if you start out the word it is ich ani, so then it's all over. The rest of the day is going to be ani. The first thing you start out the day is you say moide. You say, Ben Shalom, the first thing I wake up in the morning, thanks. Thanks. The first thing you wake up in the morning, say moide. Then you can start with the ani, you start with everything else. That's the first thing we do is the grass of matan that Ben Shalom can possibly give us. He gives us a day, he gives us a chance for a new day. That's the greatest matan possible. Then we say the word lefanecha. Now we have to remember this. We clap al-chayt, lefanecha, lefanecha. You know, it's one of the words that just sort of, it gets swept under the carpet. We're thinking about the Zuvul Harim and Marim, we're thinking about the this, we're thinking about the that. And al-chayt, 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 but lefanecha. Lefanecha is one of the greatest. Now, Rizal used to live by the lefanecha, used to cry by the lefanecha, because lefanecha, like we started out, the Shivisi Hashem, the Negdi Sobe, that's the first thing that we do in the morning, is we say, Moita Ani, lefanecha, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're mechazik ourselves, that I am in front of you, Yoyim, the whole entire day, I'm in front of you, Shivisi Hashem, Moita Ani, lefanecha, I live with you, Ribbono Shel Olam, in every single step. Melech, Chai, Bekayam, he's mechazik himself, he's getting ready, I want to jump, he's got Bekari, he wants to jump out of bed. Melech, Chai, Bekayam, Shechazar, to be Nishmas. So I got back in the Shalom, Bechendlo. That was such a gewaldike chesed that the Rebbeinu Shlomim gave me. What's this gewaldike chesed? So we all know the Zayir in Parshas Netzchana. The Zayir, the famous Zayir, tells us that a yid, when he goes to sleep by night, the neshama goes and the neshama goes and he flies around the world. He's mishaykit in the island, and that day the neshama also has to sign. He has to sign in all the meisim that he did that day. He has to give a din b'chesed, and he signs on it and says, "Yes, I did this. Yes, I did this." Oh, zok the mefarshim, there's a grace of chemla. There's a great sechemla that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us back our neshama. Did we pass that test? Did we pass that din b'cheshvin? And after Pekin, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Noach, I trust in him. I'm going to give him another chance. I'm going to give him another chance. Again, that he sent up the neshama was a little bit azay, a little bit azay. But I'm going to give him another chance. It's an opportunity. What a gevaldike sechemla. And the Rebbeinu Shlom says, you know, there's people out there that say, it's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. It's not a crazy world. It's a gevaldike world. It's a world of opportunity. How a person he can do in this world, every single thing he can be zeichet, every single mite and every single smile he can be zeichet to oilam apa. So he tells you, Rebbeinu Shloim, bechemla, you return to me, my neshama. And this is the Chasam Sefer says, that's mechazek aramuna in priyas ha-meisim. Ha-machazir neshamois, mefgarim meisim. We really deserve, after we would see our din v'cheshben, to be fgarim meisim. We deserve to be people that didn't get that second chance. Ah, Rebbeinu Shloim gives us back his maxim neshamas anyways. That's mechazek aramuna in priyas ha-meisim. We go at night, we give him this worn out, tired body, tired girl, tired neshama, tired everything. He gives it back in the morning, bechemla, with the rachmanis, with the chesed, that we can have another opportunity. He shows us he believes in me. Oh, then we say what the Torah says. Rabba el nasecha, zadehei leketor, derech el ha'ilom. Derech ha'ilom. You lend somebody something, it comes back in the same position that you got it in. It comes back in a much worse condition. Rebbeinu Shloim is not like that. Rabbi Munasech is the most trustworthy Neman. We give him the neshama, it's a little bit tattered, it's a little bit azay, we give him the goat, it's all right. Comes back in the morning, it's all fresh. This is Mechasek Aramuna and Chiyas HaBesin. That's Rebbeinu Yoyin. If he says, my God, I'm like that, I'll kind of show up upon him what they had. If he says it like that, he's burning with an Abbas Hashem. He wants to jump out of bed. Now he can jump. He's scattered to Ari. And then he starts his way. He's on his way to Shul. Now we have to go into the prophets. There are some prophets. I will master be Michael. We don't have time. We can't talk about anything. I can't not mention Birchas HaTayrida. It's my blood. I can't not mention the Halik of Birchas HaTayrida. We can't. We'd have to give 200-300 shirim on it. But just mention the Tipish of the Yam Avada, the first thing he's going to do, right after he watches that Nagel Vassar, right afterward, starts in Birchas HaTayrida. He's thinking in this Tayrida, he's thinking in this Shas, he's thinking in this Gemara, and this Shaila, and this and that, and whatever. And he's probably knocking around the gully that you can't think in learning unless he's in Birchas HaTayrida. So right away, he jumps out of bed. He watches this guy. You just have to push it, hold the fellow down. He has to stop the car. He has to say, so he runs, quickly washes the nagel basket. He had by the bed, this by the bed, but I gotta say, so he quickly goes and says his Birchas HaTayra. Listen what he's doing. If he says it with late, he says, sometimes it's like, you know, in the morning rush hour, he says it in the rush, when he's in the rush hour. Yeah, it can't be like that. The Birchas HaTayra, he says to himself, Shepor Harbanu. He's mechazik himself, Ibrahim Shalom, Ich bin Ayid. Ich bin Ayid, Ich bin Ayid. There's a whole world of crazy Mishugayma. Ich bin Ayid. Shepor Harbanu, he shows us, Kailam, Nasim Chayestriwasa, his clays, Chachkit Chayda. That's the Birchas Shfach. He praises the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's three brachas here, Rabbi Yitzhak. That's he praises the Rebbeinu Shalom, gives him a praise. I'm a yid. I have the Hezek of Tayyid. Afterward, they're like every other mitzvah. Asher Yishanu b'mitzvoyi savitzivanu lasai. Asher Ashkenazim was eicha to say the word lasai because the ikar is not necessarily always going to be successful. You have a day go by, you read the Tosfos 200 times, 300 times, doesn't go. But we know. Anu amelim ve'im amelim. Even if we're anu and we don't get the pshat, we get the schar. That's our basic b'toyra. But then he comes to this most beautiful bracha, and he comes to this bracha. Asher Yishan ve'ra'ev na Hashem b'kem divrei tzarech b'fim. We cry to the Rebbeinu Shloim. Make the Halak of Torah sweet in our mouths. Don't just say it. Don't just daven it tomorrow morning, Rabbi Yisai. You have to. Make it sweet to us and the Mishnebura. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Mishnebura in Simin Mem Zayin Tivkot in Yud. And the Mishnebura says over here, Tommy. Tommy, it should be in the lave and the mouths of the mothers and fathers. Tommy, always, constantly, that they should be davening, that their children should be balei midis toivis, gedolei toira, tamidei chachamim and tzadikim, zaktim shabura. But where's the most? When he says the brachas of Birchas HaToyra, when he says the bracha of Avir Abba, and when he says leman lo yigal larik, velei neved lebehelo. Then he says, Rebbeinu Shloim, huah, please Rebbeinu Shloim, give me it sweet to me. Make it sweet for my children. People always want schoolers. the schoolers, right? The stranger the schooler, the better it is. You walk around, you climb backwards, it does a trip, right? Aichab schooler, a little bit of a schooler. The Mishabura says you want to have nachas from your children, and you have kavana, shekhita. I want nachas from my children. Actually, Yeshua and the Mitzvah was on the last slate, big difference, so there's not Hashem that came to Mitzvah Sechem Afina. I couldn't have said without mentioning Berchot HaTorah, I couldn't, I just couldn't. Never gave bite. So we go and we start the day, Netilas Yedayim HaBoisai. Bekitzer, again, each one of these things needs a shiur. We have to something. And the Tilas Yedayim, that which we wash right away in the morning, we wash Megavasa. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, it's almost like shocking. You read the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting really the Gemara and Brachas and Datsam Chum and Beit. Shulchan Aruch says, a whole Seder at Varm, this guy wakes up in the morning, Kishi Yerim Mishne Son, you don't know the kind of Shema. Wait, he's saying, Zan Zatame. He's saying, you got a kind of Shem? Elkai, come, Shem. Yishma called time ago. Then all of a sudden, he's got a chicken by Stoicha. He gets dressed, Malbashavum. He put Alainov. Yamirach Yodav Alainov. He heard Pakechivim. Bainadam Lakula. How's he putting his hands in his eyes? He didn't even wash his hands yet. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos, Yadle 90 cutsis if you touch your eyes and your hands weren't washed at Natila Sidai. It's a sakana, it's a sakana no law. Don't touch the eyes, you don't touch holes in your body. And this year, he wakes up in the morning and he goes and he touches his eyes. He's quoting the Gemara. I just don't have the Gemara in front of me. He's quoting the Gemara. He says, "Okay, Chivrin." He stands up. He says, "Matya Surim." Murdik. He's doing this as he goes along. As he stands up, he fixes his body. Then he stands up. Mamish. He's like, "Kfufim." Yabiyach Lagol Haaretz. He puts his feet on the ground. Right? Got to tell him, "Mamish." Chule. He starts walking. Make him tough. Kishachleg Chagura. He says, "Oh, is there Yisrael Bigura?" It's interesting. The first time we're mentioning the word Yisrael. It's interesting. Then all of a sudden, he says, he puts on his reish. Oh, is there Yisrael? He told Yadav. Yivarach Alatil Sidayim. And now he makes it till Sidayim, put the wakes up, and he makes it until Sidayim. Merdek Amaisa. I'm not ashamed, and I said, so bad. What's going on here? And this was how they did it in the times of Chazal. The person would wake up in the morning, he would say, Alakai, Kami, Vashama, and then he would say all the brachas as he went along in the morning. There's a lot of Vayimir Dashemis over here. And where are the brachas of Shaloya Sani Koi? And where are the brachas of Shaloya Sani Abed? And Shaloya Sani Isha? Where are the brachas? There's a lot of kashas. I said the kashas are endless on this Gemara. So we'll make the kids of Mamish. There's two things in general when we talk about Netilas Yedayim in the morning. The Gemara has never discussed that which we wash Netilas Yedayim for the Ruach Ra, that we all know there's a Ruach Ra, there's a Shaila, you have to wash right by the bed, not by the bed. And Mamish, a Shaila of a Zayir, a Chiyav Misa, this, that. That's one thing. We're going to leave that on the side today. We're going to leave it on the side. Why the Shulchan Aruch leaves it on the side? It's also Kasha. And the Gemara leaves on the side. By studies, it seems to be that if you don't have water, you're allowed to make brachas without this Netilas Yedayim. You're allowed to daven without this Netilas Yedayim. Fine. But there's another Netilas Yedayim. Not the Gemara class, but you're making the bracha. Now, what's this Netilas Yedayim? So, first and foremost, the Rosh tells us and explains to us in the Rosh, in brachas, in Simchot Gimel, other places, the Rosh tells us that this bracha of Netilas Yedayim is a bracha a person's making the Netilas Yedayim before he davens. The sheet of the Rosh is before Mincha Ma'ariv also. You also have to wash it. We hold that law, you have to wash your hands. But we don't hold like the Rosh that you have to actually make the bracha. But he held before davening, your Yedayim are sunniest and dirty. You have to make a bracha. You have to make a Netilas Yedayim, you have to make a bracha. And that's the Netilas Yedayim that he's doing first thing in the morning. The sheet of the Rashba is not like that. Rashba says, you know why you wash your hands in Tilas Yedayim in the morning? Because you're a Kohen being Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash of all of our mitzvahs and our Halakha Torah that a Yid is every single morning he wakes up, he's an Eved of the Rebbeinu Shalayim. And he's Zaycha to be Oved for the Rebbeinu Shalayim. Oh, that's Mechayiv, a person say, Hashem, Yishan, Mitzvahs, Vitzivano. I'm Tilas Yedayim. I'm somebody, I'm Mishamish, I'm like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore I have to make a bracha in the morning like the other upcoming Birkas HaShakar. Azaytzav, the Rashba. The Rosh says, why do I do it? I do it to prepare myself for davening. The Rashba, no such thing. It's not because you're preparing yourself for davening. Yeah, you think, it sounds like it's just Anta Machlaik, it's what's nafkanin. I have to wake up, I have to wash the Tilas Yedayim, and I have to make a bracha. And his grace and nafkanin is just to make it. The kids there, what happens if he wakes up in the morning? He says, look, you know, from the time he wakes up, so he washes the Negel Vatsa Shine to take off the Ruach HaTumah. And then, you know, now he has, he went to the bathroom after. Now he comes back, he washed the Tilas Yedayim after he came back from the bathroom. Good. Now, does he make the bracha right then? So let's see. According to the Rashba, why not? That's what you're doing. You're making the bracha on the fact that I'm a Kohen, this is the rest of my day, I'm preparing myself now to do Avodas Hashem. It's like a regular bracha. But the Rosh will tell you, wait a minute, are you going to daven right now? If you're going to daven right now, your mamish is just walking out of the house, you're walking down here, so you make the bracha. But let's say you're going to go, it's going to take 25 minutes until you get to shul, you're taking your kids, you're helping them out, you're this, that, other things you're learning beforehand, and you might even go to the bathroom again. Who knows what could happen? So what are you going to do? You're going to make an atilas yadayim on what? On the atilas yadayim that you watch then? You might wind up going to the bathroom again. You might wind, who knows what can happen? You might wind up touching the makom mechusa again, and then you didn't prepare your hands for davening. And the whole entire purpose of why you wash the atilas yadayim is preparing yourself for davening. You know, some people have to say, sometimes people have an argument, ladies sometimes don't daven and whatnot, etc. They have to know why they make an atilas yadayim with a bracha. According to the Rosh, the only reason why I'm making an atilas yadayim and so says the chayyoda is for the purpose of the tefillah. So the chayyoda, you wouldn't make a bracha on atilas yadayim if you're not davening shmoneh esrei. And this badness is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says a gedolah kechiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you ask me, I think that if a person is going, he's waking up in the morning, he wants to watch the atilas yadayim, wants to make a bracha right then and there, that's the rashi. But something Mishnah Berurah, what about the rush? Let's say he's going to wind up maybe going to the bathroom again. Let's say he's going to have to touch a makom mechus again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore don't make the bracha in the atilas yadayim. In that scenario, you know, if he comes straight from that, straight to shul, maybe. But if he's going to have a break in between, an hour of learning, until he gets the kids out, whatnot, he has to be chayshish, he's going to go to the bathroom again. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, make the bracha on the atilas yadayim later on. That's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the shar shul, it's not like that. And there's a minig of a lot of people in the Olu not like this. Many people, they wash the Atilas Yadayim in the morning, and they make another Atilas Yadayim. You have to know. If they know, it's Talim and Hagim, but the Mishnah Berurah says, one of Akapana doesn't have a minig, certainly does like that. He'll make the bracha of Al Atilas Yadayim later on. Now the only question we can ask, is that's very nice according to the Rosh. He'll make the bracha of Al Atilas Yadayim later on. But according to the Rashba, so then he's making the bracha, and I washed my hands first thing in the morning. I washed my hands. So what happened to the bracha? But that's what we're going to see by voice as we go along now. The hour and hage is that we don't make the birchas hashachar kifi what I'm doing. I put on my clothing, I make this bracha, I wake up, I open my eyes, I make this bracha. We don't do that. We have a seder of brachas, it's the meaning of Klal Yisrael. We make the bracha later on. Ooh, zot mishnah berurah. Therefore, you can take the Atilas Yadayim according to the Rashba, and you can put it in that list of the brachas that you're making later on, like the rest of the brachas that we make all together. So that's the idea number one, Rabbi Yisai, Binegeya, Atilas Yadayim. I'm going to get a bit of lighter. Let's go into the brachas themselves, the actual Birchas HaShachar, what we call the Birchas HaShachar. You know, the Rambam starts out Hilchos Brachos is basing on this Gemara, Brachos in Tzamech, on the base. The Gemara says, you know, man, if the Rambam's lesson, so beautiful, Vua Yid Gei, Vua Yid Shteit, it's all Bracha. Every year he goes and everywhere he sees, there's a Bracha on a mitzvah, there's a Bracha on a praise, and the Rebbeinu Shlom goes to the middle of nowhere, he sees a beautiful mountain, he makes a nice amazing praise, he sees, and in the middle of nowhere, he's like something in the night, he hears a lightning, he makes a Bracha. Everywhere he goes, anywhere he goes, he has something to eat, he makes a Bracha. Vua Yid Gei, Vua Yid Shteit, every single place that he goes, there's a Bracha. And the Rambam tells us, so what are these brachas? What are these brachas? I'm like, every man is malasech levina. He gives his chachma to the bird. What's the dust of the cloud? We'll see. Hamal b'sharum. All these brachas. So the Ezek Rambam, these brachas are regular birchas nen. You're getting hana. You have to make a bracha. Says the Rambam, there are people. Oh, this sounds, you know these people. There are some people that they go and they say all of these brachas together, our seder in the shul. Oh, that sounds like us. You know, they're already dressed, and their eyes are already open, and they're already standing up, and they already have their seichel, and all these things, and they make these brachas in the shul, ala seder, and the seder brachas. Zot the Rambam, they're toying. They're making a mistake, and it's terrible. Zot the Rambam, because it's a brachas hanoye, and you can't make, I guess the Mishnah explains, just like when you eat a cookie, you can't make a bracha later, number one. Number two, they make the bracha no matter what. Even a person who's blind, Rachman Aslan, he makes pekech for him. Even a person who's a cherish, he makes a nice yasechvi. Even on a place when he's not wearing shoes, he makes a shasali kotzalki. Well, Mazer, Zot the Rambam, bracha lebatol. And this is really, Shulchan Aruch brings his sheep down. But we know, says the Rambam, that's the minig of all Klal Yisrael, Aseh Chiddush, it's also the minig of the Mekubalim, and Achein Abnei Svardim also are nayeh, not like that. They'll make this bracha later on in the shul, not at the same time when they're putting on their clothing, not at the same time when they're doing it. Might happen. So just a little bit of history to understand this. First of all, the Rabbi Yonah says over here, these people were Kedoshe El Yonah. When they slept the Kedushin attire, they didn't touch a Makim Chusa. There was no saga of these great people, how great they were. No saga, such unbelievable people. And when they would sleep in such a fashion, therefore in the first thing in the morning, their hands were clean. Now, ruach ra is a very susceptible, if not for now, but their hands were clean. Mitzvah the kedusha, their hands were clean. So therefore, right away in the morning, he can make, first of all, that thank you to Rebbeinu Shalom Lekai. Nishama, Shinazatabi. The first thing he did was he was Marika. Now, what happened? He right away, he heard already, how did he just wake up? He couldn't even stop himself. He had to, no matter what, say Lekai, Nishama, that's a body. He had to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. But really, who woke him up? That rooster outside garden. Huh? So he made the bracha on the rooster. The rooster that woke him up. Fine. Then he would open his eyes. It's very interesting. In the lashon of the Gemara, he first makes the bracha a malbish arum. He gets dressed. Then he makes the bracha pakeach ivrim. He puts his fingers and opens his eyes. You know why? It's very good. In the times of the Gemara, he couldn't put his finger through his eye of Adah. He had to get dressed first. And then he took his shirt and he went like this. And he opened up his eye. But we don't do that, say the Mefarshim, because we already washed our hands. We're not going to do it like that. We washed our hands. So Mamela, we can make first the bracha pakeach ivrim. And because our hands are already washed, and then afterwards we get dressed. Malpisharum. God, Mamashim Pshat Abaisa. Balkopan, and they were Kadesh El Yoyim. Mamela, they made the brachas ala Seder as a Zokter Rosh and Simim Chav Gimel. But you have to know that these brachas, they're not Birchas Menin Mamish. They're not Hanor, that you're getting Hanor, and you have to make the bracha on the Hanor. Zokter Rosh, and this is also what the Ran says explicit in Psachim and Nagdali, that these brachas are on the Hanhogah Shel Oilam. We're giving the Rebbeinu Shel Oilam a praise on this Hanhogah that he gives to the world. This type of, this Hanor that he gives, just like the bracha of Yetzer Or in the morning, this Hanor that he gives to the whole world, that he gave Sarchei B'nei Adam, says the Ramon, Siches, Simin Benvav. And the Kovai over here also says, he gives praise to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he's Tomei, constantly giving us these Hanas, that the world could not exist without these Hanas. Well, now we have to start to understand what these Hanas are. But they can't exist, the world can't exist without these Hanas. So it's a bracha Claudius. Oh, this answers so many kashas. Ah, now I don't have to go and make the bracha right when I get the Hanas. It's not like the regular rules of brachas. I got the Hanas, I gotta make a bracha. No. It's not like that, the Klal. What are these brachas? These brachas are different. If you're giving praise to the Rebbeinu Shalom, on the Hanhogah Shel Olam, does anybody make a bracha Yoter Or first thing in the morning? Am I with our other first thing at night? You have to make a night. This is a bracha on the Hanhogah of the world. So therefore, we're allowed to make it when we get to Shul. And Chas V'Shalom, the person who's Rachman Aflan, he's blind, he's making the bracha also. Because he agrees, he's like, and Hassan, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives to the Hanhogah of the world. And the person who's a deaf, is a cherish, and even if the person's in the airplane, Roika, Aretz, Al Hamayim, he's already on the Me'al Hamayim, Me'al Metachon the Shamayim, he's in different types of waters of Shamayim. After PK, he makes the bracha Roika, Aretz, Al Hamayim. And we'll see then is that the sheet of Roik Paiskim, that's why on Kishabah, and that's why Ozal Rachman Aflan, that's why Yom Kippur, all these cases, even Asalichot Tzarki, many of the Paiskim held that you make those brachas, because even though you don't have the shoes, you know, it's a bracha and then hugga of the oil. But this will come back to Tisha B'av Yom Kippur, B'shrat, that's under a shayit. But Kantas, this should give us a voice that gives us a little bit of guidance into lots of our shayit's mashal. The son, Maimon Musk, you have to stand during the Birchas Hashanah. He says, yes, you have to stand, it's a berachas shvach, it's a praise. And this is a raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daphne Beis, that you don't have to stand, because the Gemara says over there, Vakidish Lavona, you have to stand. That's a berachas shvach, you have to stand. Why? Because the Gemara says, you're coming to be makdo pnei shchina. The shchina is coming, so you have to stand up, the cover of the shchina, you have to stand. It's much more clear that the only reason I have to stand is because Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, you have to stand. But a regular Birchas HaShvach, L'chayri, you don't have to stand. And that's why Nekar Din over here, these Birchas HaShvach, you don't have to stand. Number one. Number two, like we said, these brachas don't have to be said Al HaSeder while I'm getting dressed in the morning. They can be said later on. Because the brachas on the Hanhogah Shel HaOilam. And the Torah says this emphatically. It's interesting. He starts out the Lashon, he says, Kol HaNenim Yodam HaZavali Bracha. A person who's men in this world without a bracha is mal, it's a terrible thing. And then he says, L'fikach, therefore we have to give praise to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for all of these gevaldik hanos that he gives people. However, the Torah goes on and he says, but you don't have to do it when you get hanos. Because it's a different type of a birchas hanen, and it's not the exact same as the regular birchas hanoy. Now, just as a hakdomo into the Birchas HaShachar, I saw in a Sefer Mekor Chaim, just to show the oilam, that when I say that Rosh Shimshon Pinkus gave 217 shirim on it, and that we're only going to touch the tipa of a yam of the greatness that lies inside every one of these brachas, I just be mocked him with one story that I saw in the Sefer Mekor Chaim, the Chavos Yair. He's quoting from the Or Zavruah. He has names and addresses over there. You have to see this ma'aseh to believe it. He writes about a person. He's trying to show you the gevaldika, mamish, what is the Birchas HaShachar, and why the great Rosh Shleim Zalman, who was the busiest man in all of our Klal Yisrael. He was a man that was so mamish. We have no asaga what he did for class. But he would go, Rishon Zalman, he would go an hour early to shul. An hour early to shul, Shabbos in the morning. The sprach, the lushin that I still brought down the sefer. Why would he go an hour early to shul? You have to figure out what this means. But he would go an hour early to shul to make sure that he had enough time to say the Birkas HaShachar. Now, I'm not 100% sure what it means. I'll be very honest with you. What does it mean? Did he actually spend an hour saying the Birkas HaShachar? I'm not sure. But maybe after today's shiur, we'll understand it a little bit. A little bit. We'll try to understand what was Rosh Hashanah Zalman for an hour doing. But maybe he also knew this other story. There was a Yid in the time of Doris Avruah. The Makor Chaim brings down his name. His name was Bunim. His name was Bunim. Now, one day, Bunim was in the charge of the Chevra Kadisha. He comes into shul, and he sees this very strange sight. He sees a Yid over there, and he's wearing a green keser, some type of a ace grass crown. I don't understand how the stuff, what was going on. And he says, I think it's a shame. It's a shame. He sees this person and surely thinks he's a shame. Why do you think the person's a shame? It's not a very nice thing to say first thing in the morning. He says, I buried you yesterday. He was in charge of the Chevra Kedisha. I buried you yesterday. So he says, you're right. You buried me yesterday, and I'll prove it to you that you're not seeing a figment of your imagination. It was the first time, you know, the one business that we know there's not going to be any complaints. Right? The Chevra Kedisha. And this guy comes with a complaint. He's up there. You know, yesterday, you remember when you were putting me into the ground and you ripped my tachrichin? He says, talk about this. Talk to him. Talk to him. I'm going to make a complaint. So, okay. So he says, we're talking the oil ma'amis. So he said to him, you? So what are you doing here? You're not the best, the biggest tzaddik in the world, he tells him. You aren't such a great tzaddik. So he says, you're right. I wasn't such a tzaddik. I'm oil ma'amis. He says, but I used to say the Birkas HaShachar with the Kol Ne'imis, with the Shemkai, with the Varenkai, slowly. And because of that, you can't imagine my mocking in Gan Eden. Number one. Number two, they let me come back and say the Birkas HaShachar. I was always misfit with Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's touched Shemus, he's touched the month, he's touched the Shiva. I'm this person, he got buried, he went straight to Gan Eden. I don't even know how to say. He went straight to Gan Eden, he was a Kalash. He was a Kalash in the mensch. He wasn't the Grace of Yid. And he got to come back and say Birkas HaShachar. So Grace is not what we're talking over here, the Sefer Chassidim, brought down in the Mishagur, also in Simin Hay, also in Simin Mevav. He tells us, Grace of Chizik, when the person makes a bracha, this is a person, he's with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam now, don't move around. The Kaf HaChaim says, don't go there, don't think about this, that, and Mekulay. The cell phone is off. He's with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam right now. And then the Sefer Chassidim said, don't just stand be Zoyrik that bracha from your mouth, like by Birchas HaShachar that nobody would. So I asked the oil, who says that by Birkas HaShachar I don't just throw the bracha out of my mouth? I'll prove you. I would throw the bracha. I wouldn't just throw it out of my mouth. No. We know for sure nobody just throws the bracha out of your mouth by Birkas HaShachar. I'll prove it that everybody here says Birkas HaShachar Bekavana. Not because he has to say Bekavana. Not because if I ask you, I'll give you $10 million for your eye. $10 million. What could you do with $10 million? A lot, no? Mom, should life would change? I just want one eye. I would look at it and make it a sugar. No, well, okay. Okay. We'll make it a double. 50 million, both your eyes. Right? Would anybody do it? Avada, we're not going to. So we know what's an eye. We know. We were in a blackout. I was talking to somebody over here in Shtati. He told me, there's been blackouts lately. Look there. So there's a blackout lately. He does. And his mamish was like a pass out of this. And, right? So we know the chshivas of Pekeach Ivrim, what we say every morning. We know what it is. So we know we have to say these brothers with kavana. But I have a raya that you have to say it with kavana. What's the raya that you have to say these brothers with kavana? Not just because you feel like you need to say them with kavana. Because we know that we say the bracha, Bolchat Hashem Lekenam, Hamaytzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Why do we say Hamaytzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz? Why don't we say Maytzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz? So Chazal had a problem. Bolchat Hashem Lekenam, Melech Ha'ilom Maytzi. Melech Ha'ilom Maytzi. The men's are going to get one of the men's of their Melech Ha'ilom Maytzi. If you can have Melech Ha'ilom with a man, and then you're going to go right away and say the word Maytzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, so the men is going to be. It's going to be all messed up. You're not going to hear the mem. So therefore, Chazal, this is how the Gemara comes out. I'll be the Mefarshim. That's why you have to say ha. You have to say ha. You have to put a hay in there. If you're not going to put the hay in there, so then the mems will get swaddled up. So the Mefarshim say, wait a minute. What's going on over here? Oh, gosh, Hashem. What's going on over here? Melcholam, Matthew Asura. Boga Tashem Lekenu Melcholam, ha Matthew Asura. No, no. Boga Tashem Lekenu Melcholam, Malpish Arumim. Boga Tashem Lekenu Melcholam, ha. There should be a hay there because I'm going to swallow it up. Zot the Mefarshim. Who's the Meshivina? Who's the Meshivina is going to swallow up the Birkas HaShachar? Who's the Meshivina? There's nobody we have to worry about who's going to do that. Everybody says, Bo'at Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, I have clothing, thank you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Malchus. Shahu Mir. And every single year he wakes up in the morning and says, Ibrahim Shalaila, what a chesed he does. I'm not in jail. My feet, my ankles work, my arms work. I can go like this, I can stretch, I can have my snap, my pimple, my crack, my mouth. And he says, Boch Hashem Kenka, Matir Asura. We don't have to put in there, Ha, Matir Asura. This is Shaila later on. If we have time, Hamechim Mitzadeh. But this one says, Asher Hechim. Okay, bye bye when it comes to food. No, Hayid, he's trying to get to the food, not in the parsha. So he's trying to get to the food. So he says, Boch Hashem Kenka, we have to slow him down. Mashenkim, when it comes to the beer, because Hashem we don't have to slow the yid down. Chazal had faith in us, Rabbi Yisai. I'm so not angry to these hating kapiruchas hashacha that we're all going to be saying with kavana. Our lives depend on it. We go one by one. Hashem, we'll go with the gears in front of me. Every one of these things is a machlekes. Bogat Hashem, okay, Nemachem. Hashem, not some a sechvi bina. Not some a sechvi. Who's denying a sechvi? Who's a sechvi, first of all? So sechvi has a double connotation. Sechvi, number one, is in the Gemara says already. That's how they say the word tarnagol in Aramaic. So, I'm thanking Ribbono Shel Olam for the bird brain. You know, in American, we say, when we make fun of somebody, I'm not teaching Golem how to make fun. You should only learn the good things from the others. But when we make fun of somebody, we say, you're a bird brain. A bird brain. Right? Now, what's the shot? So, when I learned a little bit about the Traitas and Traitas, so I wanted to see what happens if you put the line in the bird brain. I was like, it's mamish, you can't imagine the size of a thimble. Smaller. The mamish, the smallest thing in the world you want to see, like this big, smallest thing in the world. So, now I understand at least the Americans. You're a bird brain. No, but in the morning, I wake up, I say, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. For the bird brain. It's interesting. One kash. Then we say, Hashem Nasan Sechvi Bina. Chazal tell us Sechvi also. The Rosh says already. Also, the word Sechvi means the leg. Now, leg, when we say leg in Chazal, we mean the brain. The Seichel, the Ribbono Shel Olam has given me Seichel. Okay. So Seichel from my Seichel here. And then the bird's brain, what's it does? So the Chashukhan explains to me a little bit that we can understand what's going on here. The first thing that Yid does when he wakes up in the morning in the Birch HaShachar is just thank you, Baruch Hashem, I got my Neshama that. But what's all this Neshama? I got my Torah of the Hilchot. I got the Hilchot Torah that I can learn. But now, you know, without a brain, it's Gaish. So it comes to Ribbono Shel Olam, he says to Baruch Hashem, thank you, you gave me Seichel. I have Seichel to be Malchim, Bein Ra, the Toy, Bein Laila, the Yon, the this. I have Seichel. But we're not just enough, we're not just thanking for ourselves. It's on Manhoge Shel Olam. We're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. And all the scholars in the world, from the biggest to the smallest. But look at the smallest. Look at the smallest. The smallest brain in the world has the ability to do something that none of us in this room can do. Know the exact moment from when it transfers over from yoin to lila to yoin. That after the capella, that something as small as a bird brain is able to do. So thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for all the brains in the world, the smallest and the biggest. And there's a guy out there who's saying, yes, yes, grandpa was a monkey. Right? Avada. That guy doesn't understand. We thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person can think to himself as such a thing in a moment, then he doesn't have the bird brain, he doesn't have the anything brain. And we thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for that kevaldike chachma, asher nasa masech divina, lahachin bein yoyim uvein laila. Shai, I'm going to be so weiter. What's the next line in the Gemara? So now the Gemara goes straight to thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the eyes. We can't hold ourselves back. We have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam as clothing and eyes. We want to get to those eyes. We want to get to those eyes that avada to Ribbono Shel Olam gives us as amatana. We're going to keep those eyes pure and holy so that we'll be tzarich with those eyes to see the Mashiach. These are the eyes that will see the Mashiach. So we want to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam and thank him and say, Pakeach, even you gave me eyes, Ribbono Shel Olam. All of a sudden, the sitter, it's like a mistake, is it? Shaloya Sani Goy, Shaloya Sani Ovid, Shaloya Sani Isha. What's it does? What's keep us on? And the Gemara Brachot doesn't say it. So there's another Gemara. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Dalet adds us three new Brachos. The Gemara says, you have to wake up, you have to say, Shaloya Sani Akum. We say, Goy. Then you have to say Shalaya Sani Ovid. Yeah, but I work very hard all day. Right? And then Shalaya Sani Isha, male chauvinist. Male chauvinist! He's screaming, I am going to say Shalaya Sani Isha. And she has to say Shalaya Sani Kitsai Noi. What matter, Pichla? So first, let's understand these brachas. These brachas, Rabbi Sai, are the greatest expression. Remember what Rabbeinu Yonah told us when we wake up, we're burning with an abba for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He gave us our Torah, he gave us our Neshama back. Now we have Seichel, we're holding like we can't hold ourselves back. This kind of takes about 20 minutes till this point. We understand Rosh Hashanah's abba is going to be the shul. Okay. Al Kapanah, now he goes, he's bubbling over with his abba and burning desire for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You gave me a Seichel. What's the greatest thing that I can do with the Seichel? And then he comes to his abba and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, oh, you gave me mitzvahs. You gave me mitzvahs, and the first bitu he says the basic of that, I'm not a goy. I have the ability to connect the Rebbe Shlomo to the Ratzon of the Borei Olam. A guy has no mitzvahs. And then we come in after we say, Shabbat is not even Avid, I have more mitzvahs, even than an Avid who has some mitzvahs. And then we come and we say, express more Avid Fresh, I would like to do anything for the Rebbe Shlomo. He gave me the Seichel. And now I tell the Rebbe Shlomo, I even have more mitzvahs than a lady. Male chauvinist. There was once a certain rabbi who was married to a rabbi, he got up in public, this person that won't say his name in the Kurdish Akedashim, and he got up and he said these words. He says, I can't say the bracha shalaya sani isha. It's male chauvinist. That's where the title came from. We'll give him one credit. Good work. His wife? She won't say his sani kitsoin. I don't know, maybe they switched like that, but it's a tough couple about the point. We talk about the Andragan and Shagaret, right? About the panim. So I'm wondering, how you talking? And very shalom. He doesn't understand from the Halakha Chazal, so he can't say it. He's a principled person. So let's try to understand. Help us a little bit from the Halakha Chazal. Maybe we'll a little bit understand. Shalom Yasani Goy, let's go Seder. Shalom Yasani Goy, why don't we say Shalom Yasani Akum? You know who does say it? Shalom says. Shalom Yasani Akum. And not the face I don't do Akhoy Desara. What's a Goy? And Mosul, correct? The Goy is Shalom Akuga. Goy? Where Goy? Where Goy? Me Goy, Gadol, me Kamplis, a Goy, Goy Echad Baaret, Akum Avidu is Adhamon, Goy, we're Goyim. But then a Goy, also Goy, no? So Shalom Akuga starts out and says, listen, relax. You know, Goyim, when you talk about a nation, we're a Goy. A Brazil, Yachad, you're not a Goy. It is not a Gashan. And then the Torah to me says, no. You can say, you say Shaloya Sani Akum. It's better to say Shaloya Sani Akum's better. Shalom Pluga says, to say Shaloya Sani Akum, you have to curse. Both say Shaloya Sani Akum. Says, you say Shaloya Sani Akum, Akum Koyers. This is what he has to be thinking the first thing in the morning when he says, Shaloya Sani Goy, I have the ability to do Torah mitzvahs. I'm not like a God. No, more than that. If you would say the words Akum, because what are you saying? I'm not some meshugina with a bone through his nose that bows to an idol. That I'm not. Shaloya sani akum. But he's not including other goyim. Zotar Shlomo Kluger, when he wakes up in the morning, he better scream these words. I'm not a goy. I'm not like any of them. And there was a person, as I was coming into the shiur today, he says to me, oh, who even needs the chizik to say the bracha anymore? The way these chayas and dust, and the way they look in the street, who would anyone? He's making a big mistake. He's making a big mistake. When we say Shaloya Sani Goy, I'll tell you a story. When I was a bacha in yeshiva, as a Yushalmi Yid, he came over to me, Yushalmi Yid, and he said to me, who won the presidency last night? This is like in the 40s, right? He goes, who won the presidency? I think myself, British Shaloya, you think he even knows who's the president of this? Who won the presidency? So I told him, Shkoyach. So I asked his son, what's the dog? His son tells me, this is Yushalmi Minig. But the Minig, he wants every morning when he says the word Shaloya Sani Goy, he doesn't want to think about Ivan the Goy and Yasir and Mustafi and Dolphin Gan, where the carries the refrigerator on his back. He wants to think about the most important, educated, finest Goy in the world. Unfortunately, nowadays, about the party. He wants to think about the most important Goy in the whole entire world. So he tells me, what's the name of his president? And I see this with my own eyes. This is one of those sticky papers getting popular, and he's writing on a paper, he's putting it in the sitter, and every morning when he says the word Shaloya Sani Goy, and makes his organ, I don't want to say it, but Shaloya Carter, and those four, and make it out, of a negative, because that's what he says, Shaloya Sani Goy, I have mitzvahs, I have Torah, and then he goes by, and he says, Shaloya Sani Yavet, Shuvas Mamak, and Rav Ashri, they ask him, where in Auschwitz, where in this, Rahman al-Islam, where in this camp, where in that ghetto, where this, can we say the word Shaloya Sani Yavet? How can we say Shaloya Sani Yavet, we're in Ovid? We're in Ovid, we work very hard, whole day, how can we say it? Rav Ashi, emphatically Rav Ashi, Zeher Tzadik Levelcha, where he writes over there, he says, you say that bracha with the tans, you say that bracha with this, when the Kleisenberger Rebbe, when he took the shofar in the camps, when they took the matzah in the camps, was finished for an Eved, even in such a massive, on an Eved of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's what he's saying, Shalom, a sonny Eved, I'm an Eved to the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm Zeher, an Eved to that, and I still am an Eved to Hashem, even when I work hard all day, and it's hard and dust, and I work like an Eved, but still I'm more than the Eved, I have more mitzvahs even than him, I'm still connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And then the Yidi's going right and gets into the bracha, Shaloya Sani Isha. He's in the bracha, Shaloya Sani Isha. So this is our boy's side, the greatest mistake. the greatest mistake that this person is making. Or maybe it's not. Maybe there's a reason he's not saying it and he's not telling us. He told us he can't say it because male chauvinist. I'll tell you a different reason why he can't say it. Because when we say the bracha, Shaloya son Isha, you know what we're saying? We're saying, Yubayna Shaloyim, I have mitzvahs. And I have more mitzvahs than ever. And it's not enough. I want more chances to be Oyvid Yubayna Shaloyim. I want more chances, the world of opportunity. That our chauvinist said, Bechem, when we woke up in the morning. Her Shaloyim is at the halfway point. About half an hour it took already to get to this point. And he gets up in the morning, he says, it's not enough. I want to have more mitzvahs even than an Isha. It's not enough. He's showing, he's expressing to the Rebbeinu Shalom his undying ahava to do the Ratzon of Hashem. So she comes along and she says, oi, and me, vasis for me, shaloi, shasani kitsoinai, nebach, nebach. So one person looks at this, the rabbit curtain, and she says, oh, I'm going to say this, like he was beneath me. And you know what she's showing us? She's saying exactly what her husband is saying. Her husband said, I'm not going to express that I want to have more mitzvahs. And I desire an avat to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And she says the exact same thing. She says, I'm fine the way I am. I'm this. You know what you're saying? Says the Torah. You're being matzkik as a din. Sha'asa kitzayin. Asan kitzayin. He made me the way he is. The Haini, you're being matzkik as a din. I would love Rebbeinu Shalom. They're expressing the exact same thing. I would love to have more mitzvahs. And I'd love to be able to do more. But this is your desire, Rebbeinu Shalom. Even though I love, this is my, I'm expressing now that I have seichlash and nothing lasefi, I'm expressing my seichlash, I want to have more of a connection to you, Rebbeinu Shalom. I'd rather do anything to be with you. But this is what you want, I'm matzik, yes I did. But there's something a bit more, a little bit more, which I saw in the Maral. The Maral explains this, but I don't think it's a stira. I think it's a continuation. The Maral tells us, what does it mean, Shasani Kitzayna? Zotahir the Maral. A lady is different than a man. I said, what's the pshat? We need tefillin, we need talis, we need lulav, we need sukkah, we need this, we need that. Ladies are putter, they don't need them. What's the pshat? But we know the medrash. The medrash tells us to be shalom. He gave us this mitzvah and that mitzvah, because without mitzvahs, this is I'm talking about. How are we going to last? How are we going to make it? We need this to be shomer from this and that and that. What's going to be with the lady? Where does she have all of these mitzvahs from? Says the chizik in Maral. Hirsch also said this. He says, we are shvacha people. We're weak people. We're weak. You know, we have to be controlled. Do this. Put these boxes on your head. Put this. I say, put the talis in this. We have to be controlled. A man has to be controlled. A lady, she has more of a varmkeit to the Yiddish guy. You tell this lady, I give shirim and little pesach. And I tell people, you know, this is how you have to clean your kitchen and this and that. Right? And then the girl, if she comes to my house and she starts cleaning, I say, just, no, but your husband got a callus. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you have to do. And she says, Shulchan Aruch is kalt and he's kalt and this. That's not how we clean for pesach. They have a different Shulchan Aruch because they have different rules. She has a different rules because that would tell us that when it comes to a lady, you can't even take stucker from a lady in certain situations. Should be willing to give it all away. They have a different world than us. They have a different varmkeit than Yiddish kite than us. They have a different edelkeit and a fine kite and everything. And a different amunasat chomim and everything. And I'm seeing what the lady has. So the male, she doesn't need all this controlling. She doesn't need all this. She's asani of the maral kiritsoinoi. The way it's really supposed to be. The kiritsoinoi. Her ratzon is constantly the ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not a spirit to the first chapter. By side, she is that constant ratzon. A ratzon to always do the ratzon. Hashem, and Mimela, that's the ritual Ratzon of how the Rebbeinu Shalom would really want us all to be. But it's all one thing, Rabbi Yisai. I'm expressing my Ava to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but she can't say it because she doesn't have that Ava. Let me get invited. Everyone, we discussed. Mal Bisharum, Matir Asurim, all these things. We don't even have to say the halachas of a person that made a mistake because he's going to be saying it so slowly and carefully. So I don't have to say that if by mistake he said the bracha of Zaykef Gefufin before Matir Asurim, so we know he messed up. Big time he messed up. Usually it's not such a problem if he messed up. But over here it's a problem because once he already said, I stand, so then obviously he also opened up his body. So then Mela, he won't be able to now thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for that hanhag of Matir Asurim. It's included in the hanhag of Zaykef Gefufin. No, there's a shayla when it comes to Shaloya Samisha. The Rebbe, I said the words, Bo Matar Shem Lakinim Elam Shaloya Samisha. I was so excited to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. I couldn't hold back. I want to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that you gave me even more mitzvahs than a lady. Oh, hey, but I forgot to say Shaloya Samisha. So, Mishabrua brings Gaius, and that he's Mako B'diyevit. But it's not a Gaius to say these halachas, because when I said we're going to be saying it so slowly and carefully, and then he gets to Zabrach. Shasali Kotzaki. Chav Sheinautz. Chav Sheinautz. And then you look in the Chazal, and Farshim explains to us, what does he have? It's a bracha on the shoes. I have shoes! Oh, Hashem! No, what's the guy's half with shoes? So, the Farshim explained already. Yeah. On your day, the shoes, you're able to go places and get everything you need. Without shoes, you know what happened? Feet would hurt. very, very, you know, it would be very painful. You couldn't walk, your feet would hurt. You know, last week's parasha, Parsha Tekev, he said, "Simos kolay balsa." I think the lashon there is "raglucha me'alecha." Which one? Let's make sure everybody's listening. But that's what was "naucha," right? Last week was "naucha me'alecha." Okay, but in Parsha's Kisafa, I say, no, no one wants to try. "Simos kolay balsa." I say, "Rebbe Shalom, thank you for Rebbe Shalom for the clothing didn't fade." And then over there it says "raglucha." Right? Over there it says "raglucha." Over there it says, "And our feet didn't get all blistered." So in last week's parsha it said that our shoes didn't wear out. But in Parshas Kisavo Shait, not that our shoes didn't wear out, but it says that our feet didn't get the blisters. Pause.
Okay.
Which way? The kids are always like, we'll see the word in a moment. But one place it talks about the shoes, and what? Okay, I see the items up. But one place it talks about the shoes, and one place it talks about the feet. So did the feet not wear out, or did the shoes not wear out? Which one? So the Sifrei Chachamim on the page, he says, yeah, the feet didn't wear out because they had shoes. And since they had shoes, and the shoes didn't wear out, so therefore their feet didn't get blisters. That's interesting. I once saw the Torah Tamima. We said tonight, not like the Torah Tamima, so we'll say something here like the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima is a tishtikainis. So, okay, what happened? The ladies in the midbar, they had the babies, and they had the clothing, and the clothing grew. That was part of the nace that the Rebbeinu Shloima made, is that the clothing grew with the baby. That's the mitzvah. Now, afterwards, she had the baby. Now, the baby needed clothing. It's like the Torah Tamima. It's not as a medrash like this. She cut out the clothing, and now she takes that clothing, and she makes it into baby clothing. Very good. I'll see. The only thing is, it doesn't have shoes. It doesn't have shoes. Zakeh, I saw that left Mitzrayim. Those that were the Yotzei Mitzrayim, so they had shoes. So the nace on them was that their shoes didn't wear out. Mashiach came the heathen that were born in the Midbar that are going into Eretz Yisrael, and that's who it's talking to in last week's parsha. The heathen that are going into Eretz Yisrael, there it says Raglucha. It doesn't say that they had shoes in that parsha because they didn't have shoes, so their feet didn't get blisters. Mashiach came dark in parsha's Kisavai. It's giving Techaza, you're the ones that left Mitzrayim and this and that and over there. What does it say over there? Over there it says that your shoes didn't fade, they didn't wear out without the parents. Ooh, also we come Sunday. I have to stay. That's a great sasach to thank the Rebbeinu Shloim for shoes. But by side, that's the system. Could you imagine a yid that starts his day every single morning and he says even the pashib shot? Shoes are chashiv zach. There's no shot. Shoes are chashiv zach. I use my shoes. I'm able to get things and whatnot. And the interesting thing is that we say the words over here, asal li kol sarchi. Now, till now, we've been discussing very klaliistic. You know, we're going to say, oh, Yisrael Yisrael, begavur Yisrael. Why are we going to mention klal Yisrael there? I understand. Because a goyel Ivan also has a belt, and he also has a hat, and he also has a face, he has trousers, and what? But he's not a Yiddisha. He's not a Yiddisha. We have kedusha. Oh, Yisrael Yisrael, begavura, oh, Yisrael. It's not just he puts on his head a hat. It's a person he gives me the tears. And he has a covet, and a person he has a belt that shouts between the top and the bottom. He's an oven Kaddish, but all the brachas are said klaliistic. All of a sudden, this bracha kum terayim asa li kol sarchi. It's interesting, huh? And we also have the other shayla on this bracha asa li kol sarchi. You know, did we say it on Tisha B'Av? Did we not say it? So the Vilna Gaon on Tisha B'Av, the Vilna Gaon said this bracha. The emes, he would say it, he wouldn't say it on Tisha B'Av. Wouldn't say it, because he's not wearing shoes. Grada, Maimar Muska, he said it after Tisha B'Av. The Gaon's shita was he could say the birchas hashachar all day long. That's the Gaon's shita. Shabura says you can't put up signs in Meisharim again. You can't make a machal. You can't put up signs against the person that will say Birchas Hashachar after the fourth hour of the day. I don't know. Maybe you can say, but again, the Chachilu states you say it in the morning. But the Goyim, he said, also legal tzarchi even at night. He said these brachas are on the minig of the oilam, on the hog of the oilam. I couldn't say my bracha on my shoes in the morning, so I'll say it on Yom Kippur at night. I'll say it on Tisha B'Av at night. That's like that. There's only Goyim that is also. He wouldn't make the bracha during the daytime. What's in us, so we said already, because I'm the Minhagi Shalayla. So Shan the Goyim, yeah, but then that day, nobody wears shoes. And that's why, Taka Beis Avel, there everyone's wearing shoes. Did you just say, Asalik Kol Tzarchi? But I once saw Pshat the Goyimus from the Maran Shik. He had such a Gevaldik of Pashtus. I like a Talmidim from Chassam Sefer. Pashtus, he says, Yom Kippur, you know, I'm a Pashat Yid, I do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He says, you can make Asalik Kol Tzarchi. You can say, you brought on shoes. It's like, why? He's not a Gaonist. A Pashtus and a Gaonist. He says, look, there are people out there, they don't have shoes, right? And their feet become used to the fact that they don't have shoes. After a while, it doesn't hurt them as much as it's going to hurt us on Yom Kippur when we don't have shoes. He says, the Maimar Musgar, anyways, we have shoes on Yom Kippur, we have Yom Kippur shoes, shine. Okay. But Kapanim, he says, but a person on Yom Kippur, his feet feel it. He's walking barefoot, his feet feel it. So listen to the Pashtas. He says, that other person, he doesn't feel it. The person who never has shoes, he doesn't feel it. So he says, on a regular day of the year, I say, Asali Kotsarfi. What's Asali Kotsarfi? Is that I have shoes. Thank you, Rebbeinu Shleiman. Today, I have the ability to be Makayim the mitzvah of Yinisem and to feel the pain of the ground, to feel the floor, because the other person, the Indian who walks around barefoot always, he doesn't feel the Yinisem. So Asali Kotsarfi, I can even be Makayim the mitzvah of Yinisem. The man shik, but I'm still bothered. So that's but I'm still bothered. Why me? Why me kotzarki? So everybody said there's a pashtis over here. There's a pashtis. And I said to the parshim also say there's a pashtis over here. We wake up every morning, and the Briske Rav Zeichat Tzadik Livroche, he once said, what do we do with the midah of apikorsis? Every midah has some usage. It's like the Briske Rav, even apikorsis. What's that? I can't look at somebody else and say, what are you complaining about? There's a Rebbeinu Shlomo, he gives you this, he gives you klapei yenem davayin an apikorsis. When it comes to somebody else, you have to be an apikorsis. He needs and needs and needs and needs, and you can't look at him and say, well, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives him what he has, he needs, and what he doesn't have, he doesn't need. You have to look at him and say, I'll be there to fulfill his needs. I'll be there to give him what he needs. You can't look at Yenin and say, Yenin has, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives him. But when it comes to yourself, you have to say, Sha'asali Kotzarfi. You have to wake up every single morning, you have to say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, Echob Shayat. Every single morning. Can you imagine that Boisai? After that, the person, he goes out into the world, he's ready to start his day.